This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
GS on Camo X. Happy Friday. Thank you for all of the birthday well wishes for tomorrow and to Grandma Glover. Her 98th birthday was today. We're going to do something big for her on the 100th. We'll have the Grandma Glover Music Fest or something like that. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Our buddy George Mayhew is here from St. Louis Magazine. Good to see you.
Thank you. Birthday salutations from me as well.
Thank you.
As Rachel knows, I was just agonizing over what I could get Dave Glover for his birthday. And had I 10 more minutes on the way down, I would have stopped at Schnucks and got you a big old box of corn dogs.
Oh, boy. that would have been man. The perfect capper to the show.
I swear, I go, God, just a little bit more time. That would have been so perfect.
So did he hit you with it as soon as you walked in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talk. I'm on Team Kevin with the side dishes here. I just if you eat dinner, you don't just eat a steak. You eat a steak and some goodies. If you eat a chicken, you know, I just don't. You know, yeah. When I eat a hamburger, I'll at least have some chips
or some fries.
Yeah.
Or...
Andrew, they're saying you're a Philistine.
Yeah, I just don't.
Or he's just a man who knows what he wants.
Yeah, let's put it like this. Let's put it like this. Why don't
we're gonna go a whole another half hour on corn dogs?
I'm fine with that.
So I feel like I've made it exceedingly clear. Perhaps I did not. I thought I had made it exceedingly clear that the point of this was number one, speed. Number two, convenience. Mm. If I am julienning potatoes while my corn dogs are cooking, that is neither number one, fast, or number two, convenient.
Yeah. Bonus points for...
Yeah, I'm making these things fast while I'm watching TV and shoving them in my stupid face, man. I'm not making a coleslaw from scratch to go along with it.
It's amazing that there are no pre-made coleslaws or microwave mashed potatoes.
I don't really like coleslaw.
Oh, well, there you go. Don't do that then.
So that's dinner. Four corn dogs on a plate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to envision.
They're on a stick.
For sure. I love it.
You usually have to be facing death row to have that kind of meal.
You're fine, old meal.
The last time
I just
had
four corn dogs on a stick.
The warden's like, I'm sorry, Mr. Snowles, no one can eat 15 corn dogs.
You want any side dishes? I don't got time for that.
He's clearly just trying to extend his sentence.
Death in an hour.
And strangely enough, that I was trying to think of who has corn dogs in town, who sells them. Peacemaker sells a corn dog. This is Kevin Nash, and this is James Beard Award winner. He sells a darn good corn dog. And after that, you got to go to a state fair or something. Yeah. You know, I don't know where else you can go.
Yeah.
So.
We letting it go? We finished?
I mean, it's probably got some life left in it, but.
Yeah, we'll bring it back next week.
I kind of want one. You know, if you ask me,
I
know. To do this.
I now want one, Andrew.
I bet I have a corn
Here's
dog this week.
Here's what
makes
me laugh about this show, because I've heard this for 25 years. I bet 1,000 people eat a corn dog tonight.
I'm sure. Right. Wouldn't you love to know how many?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that Andrew brought up the Craven brand, because that's one of Schnucks's like exclusive brands.
It's their and house
they,
brand.
They make really good stuff. I'm glad you enjoy the corn dogs.
The Craven brand, you can find them. It's in a big cardboard box. It's like 16 corn dogs, less than $10. It's an excellent deal. They are delicious, honey battered, crispy, tasty. Ugh, I loved them. That's why I kept eating them. I ate one and I was like, these are really good.
Let me get another
And I got another box. I got a whole fresh box at home that I haven't opened yet. Will I open it this weekend? Yes, I will.
We'll have them next week.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone out there that makes corn dogs, you want to bring them in the show, reach out to us.
Here we go.
Yeah, we'll have you on.
Some nice homemade corn dogs.
Instead of the fish fry, we'll just do a corn dog.
Yeah. Corn dog competition. Let's go.
Nobody's ever done that before.
No.
I guarantee that.
No.
They should. Oh, wait, that would defeat the purpose. I was like, why don't they have corn dogs at these fish fries? All right. No meat.
Yeah. Vegan corn dogs, and that can't be that good. Yeah, I'm going to the Clayton Art Fair this weekend, and you bet if anybody's got corn dogs there, they're going to sell out.
I'm
not
going
to know why.
Yeah. And their best weekend ever.
Last time I paid for a fresh corn dog at a food stall, it was a bit embarrassing for them because I think they were serving me the Craven brand too. I ordered my two corn dogs, paid $6 for two corn dogs. I was handed them, walked back to my seat, took a bite, still frozen on the inside.
Ooh.
I had to walk it back and I had to say, I'm sorry, buddy, but these are still frozen.
Oh, that's a bad bite.
Can you throw them back in for me? And so they were like, yeah, we'll throw them back in. And I was like, mm-hmm.
How about some new ones and do them right?
Yeah. How about some real corn dogs and you know what I mean?
Dip them.
If I'm paying the big money, I would like some fresh.
You know what? Speaking of corn dogs, something I haven't had in way too long is a funnel cake.
Mm-hmm. I had one of those at the same time that I had those corn dogs.
So you didn't have
that
a side
was your
dish.
Side dish.
Well, no, this was at this the olden days thing I went to. This was not at this weekend. I don't have
swingers.
Funnel cakes at the house. Yeah, it's the swingers party.
The olden days.
the funnel cake and corn dogs.
The olden days key party.
That's something you can only get.
They have a sign that says corn dogs and a sign that says funnel cakes, and you kind of just assign yourselves like that.
You can find a corn dog and eat that at home, but you can't do a funnel cake.
That's, no.
You got fried dough is a specialty at those state fairs.
Yeah.
And those
it's
events.
Just so messy.
Yeah.
It's like making beignets. Like beignets are great, but they're messy at home.
I wonder if anyone makes homemade donuts anymore.
Oh.
When I was a kid, we would use biscuits.
Yeah.
Just cut the little hole in it, fry it, put it in a brown paper bag with cinnamon and sugar.
Shake it all up. Yeah.
Oof.
That's good eating.
It is.
It's amazing.
Quality.
When they're hot, you can't beat them.
No. What are we talking today, George?
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs. What side pairs best with a corn dog?
St. Louis Art Fair is one of my favorite events. There's a lot going on this weekend. You got the NASCAR races and you got the art fair. But what I forgot was that the Schlafly Art Fair, the one that's called Art Outside, do you remember? It's the same weekend. And I didn't remember this until somebody told me about it. And they said, well, you remember how that started 20 years ago at the Clayton Art Fair. Schlafly wanted in. They wanted their beer to be sold. And either the art fair or Anheuser-Busch said, I don't think so. It was either AB sponsored, and Schlafly was out. And they said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to do our own art fair. And they did. And they've been doing it ever since over at the Bottle Works in Maplewood. And it's a little bit more affordable, more local artists. And it's just a great time on the parking lot there. And to the best of my knowledge, there's no AB products there.
I would guess not.
So anyway, the art fair is this weekend. It's just, you know, curated, very hard to get into. It's one of the top rated art fairs in the country. It's supposedly in the top five all the time. Very prestigious to get in. So everybody that's there is very happy that they're there. But, you know, my article today was, for gosh sakes, you know, check out a patio in Clayton while you're there, too, because the people watching is great. But if you can sit down and have a little bite or a drink and watch the people go by, there's nothing better when the weather's like this. It's just, I don't know, you feel like you're in a different town.
Yeah.
So, the route is pretty much lined with restaurants. There's, I think my favorite one's probably Avenue. They've got that long stretch of sidewalk tables, and you can usually get in there because there's so many tables there. There's another place called Ivy. We talked about Ivy before. Great little restaurant. They've only got a small amount of outside tables, but that is a restaurant that everybody I've talked to, that for some reason they don't, you know, it's sitting right there on Merrimack. People don't see it, I guess, because it's so small. I've never seen it. And I go, I've been there for a couple of years. Mm. And people that I tell about it just love it. So check out Ivy. I mean, there's all those restaurants along Maryland Avenue, if you want to kind of get off the beaten path there. There's Five Star Burgers, and there's a new place called Jinzen, which is really good. What's it called? Almonds is there. Lots of places to go. You know, and then you can, obviously there's food at the fair too. A lot of food. The Capitol Grill's there. Probably 10 food vendors, and then there's 4 or 5 food trucks. So, you know, I said, you know, come hungry and, you know, bring some plastic and have a good time. So it's a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. So that's just a good time. So that's what I'll be doing and eating corn dogs.
You know, there's no bigger hobgoblin to the 60-year-old mind than how's the parking?
You are such an old man.
Isn't it such a sad thing? It really is. But like everything I'm invited to, it's always like, well, what's not the literal cost of entry? What's my cost of hassle entry?
You have to get creative, but there's a lot. I mean,
it's a town.
It's a town. You know, there's street parking everywhere. You just have to drive around a little bit, or take a motor scooter, and you can go anywhere you want.
Idea.
That's what I do. Or a bicycle.
Yeah.
I see on your bicycle up there, Dave. That's a fat chance of that.
I don't have a bike. I need to get one.
You should.
I know.
Get an e-bike. And you don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
I know somebody that commutes on an e-bike, and it's not really a commute because they're on an e-bike. It's not like they're sweating when they get to work. So it's just, they are so cool.
At some point between 1976 and 2025, bikes got really expensive.
Boy, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to lock them up for sure. You're in trouble. There's that. And the other news, the big news of the week, and this kind of took me by surprise. I didn't know it would be such a thing, is Mom's Deli reopened in a new spot on Hampton Avenue in the old Dotto's space in the old, there's an old Greek cafe. And if you remember, Mom's was this little one room kind of shack in Lindenwood Park, you know, with the paneling and just...
I was never there.
It's a, you know, it's a home that was converted, very charming, very old-timey, and they closed in February. I forget, but there was some dispute somewhere, and they said, you know, we're going to try to reopen. Everybody goes, oh my gosh, because it's been there for 46 years, and sure enough, 8 months later, they decided, they found a spot on Hampton, and now they've got, you know, 3 little rooms, so they've got a place where you can actually sit down and eat. But they opened 2 days ago, and the lines have been out the door since they opened. And, you know, they're just sandwiches, but they're good sandwiches. And it's just, again, it's all this nostalgia. And you take something away from somebody, and then you bring it back to them, and they want it, and they got to have it. So that's just been a really big deal. The secret, Cheryl Bear's a big Mom's fan. I said, what's the deal with it? I mean, it's an okay sandwich, but I didn't get it. And she said, it's the Thousand Island. It's all about the Thousand Island. I go, I didn't expect you to say that. And she said, it's the best I've had. And don't even ask me. It's creamier. It might be the pickle. She can't quite put her, can't quite absorb it. But she said, that really is what makes it this Mom's special sandwich. And they slather the heck out of it with this Thousand Island. And
I'm a big Thousand Island guy.
Well, you'd like the sandwich then. Turkey, beef, ham, you know, all the trimmings, a big schmear, 1,000.
You should get that for lunch next week.
Yeah,
sounds good. I'll pick it up.
Good luck getting in there. But, so anyway, they're off and running. And, hats off to Mom. They're in their now 48th year. So that's pretty awesome. And this is something, too, that I didn't know until yesterday. Speaking of nostalgic places, the Poshnosh in Clayton, it's been there for 59 years.
I didn't know that.
That's like forever. I remember going there when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the pickle thing? They had the pickles on the table, and you could like eat all the damn pickles you wanted. Remember that? Until the health department said, nah, I don't think so. It took, I think, COVID to stop that, because they had it all the way up until then. Anyway, the Poshnosh is moving also. They're moving from their spot on Maryland there over onto Forsyth, next to Colleen's Cookies, next to Kruger's Bar in that, it was an original J's there is what was there. So they've got, you know, they've got a big move coming up as well. And she's not going to, she can't say that. She goes, I wish I could tell you. I wish I could open tomorrow. But you know, it's one of those things I always ask people when they're going to open. It's just, they don't know. There's permits and there's things that are out of their control. We'll be out there to check this out and give you an inspection tomorrow. And then they don't show for a week.
Is Kruger's in the same place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's been there for.
Does it still smell the same?
Just like beer.
I used to live right across the street.
It used to smell like beer and cigarette. Remember, that was one of the, that was a smoking bar. They had an exemption.
Boy, was it.
For a long time, even after the smoking ban came. And after that, there was only like six or eight places in the whole city where you could go and smoke. And I live right there, so consequently, it attracted every smoker in the metro area. And we'd drive by, and people would open the door, and the smoke would be billowing out. But that eventually went
away.
Great
food.
Yeah, good food and no smoke.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, buddy. Have fun at the art
fair.
Yeah,
I will.
State of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Thanks for a great birthday, Eve. Really appreciate all the well wishes. Appreciate the birthday lunch and cake from the guys here. So on Fridays, quite often, we will preview the Rachel Zimmerman Show. And what do we have today?
Okay, this week, we have Todd Hodling from Union Station. I was really excited to talk to Todd just because, you know, we have a connection to Union Station, worked down there for years and years. Yeah. And to see them doing so well, I kind of just wanted to pick Todd's brain and see, like, okay, how did this start? Where is it going? So we have a great conversation. We'll play a little snippet of that in the next segment.
The most attractive I ever have been was at Union Station.
Why do you say that?
Because it was the hottest I've ever been. I think we can all think back to something like that. Remember the night I got so drunk, I threw up on the waitress's shoes that night. And we started out at the Houlihan's at Union Station, which anyone my age who lived in St. Louis remembers it was insane. Like, it was hundreds and hundreds of people, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I look good.
Yeah, they're pretty. They have pretty good bread with chicken sandwich too, buddy.
The wig was tight.
Yeah,
yes.
It was rocking.
It was rocking.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kicking.
Yeah, one of the things I talked about with Todd was the fact that, like, when I got to Union Station, everything was dying. The mall was, like, going downhill. And Lodging and Hospitality Management, who purchased Union Station, had to make a very conscious decision of, like, we are moving away from the mall. Like, malls are just not thriving in the United States anymore. So they made this strategic move to go into more of an entertainment thing. So it's cool.
Yeah,
it's, cool to see
it's one of the most wrong I've ever been, because I was there from the time Union Station was killing it until it was dying. And when I heard that someone had bought it and they're going to put in like a 200-foot Ferris wheel and a circus and an aquarium, I'm like, yeah, when pigs fly.
Dude, I told them that. I was like, we were all like, okay, we'll see. Yeah. Good luck. But, you know, thankfully we were wrong about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm glad they proved me wrong.
I may be crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.